Short conversations. 1.
I can't wait to head to the beach this afternoon.
Neither can I. Let's not forget to bring sunscreen this time.
Thanks for reminding me. Last time I really got sunburned.
So did I. I don't want to damage my fair skin anymore.
Well, here's the sunscreen. I'll put it in my bag so that we don't forget it.
And we can apply it when we get to the beach.
Question: what did the speakers forget to do last time they were at the beach?
Two.
I love hip-hop. It's my favorite kind of music.
I don't really like hip-hop. Sometimes the lyrics are too explicit.
I know how you feel, but not all hip-hop artists have explicit rhymes. Some sing about very important political issues.
Well, I've never heard that. Most of the music that's on the radio or TV is terrible.
I agree, but I have some CDs at home that might help to change your mind.
Question: how does the man feel about most of the hip-hop songs he hears on the radio?
Three.
This muggy weather is awful. I feel like getting some ice cream.
Ice cream is good, but shaved ice is better.
I prefer ice cream. What's so special about shaved ice?
Since it's just ice with some toppings, it's much healthier. And I don't like eating things that are made from milk in such hot weather.
I see what you mean, but I'm not feeling very adventurous. I think I'm going to buy ice cream anyway.
Question: why does the man probably want to eat ice cream instead of shaved ice?
4.
Do you know what dengue fever is?
Isn't that a disease that you can get from mosquitoes?
That's right. Some scientists think that there might be a dengue fever epidemic in the future.
I don't believe that, and I don't believe there will be an avian flu epidemic either.
Of course, there's no need to panic, but it's good to be prepared if something does happen.
Question: based on what you heard in the conversation, what does the man think about a future epidemic?
5.
My son has just been diagnosed with dyslexia.
That's a learning disability, right?
That's right. He interprets words and numbers differently than you and I do.
Have you tried sending him to a specialist?
Actually, it was a specialist who diagnosed him. He's a very good doctor, and I look forward to working with him.
That's excellent.
Question: what is the main topic of this conversation?